Well, one of the things Power Pollen's really focused on doing is not only taking the risk out of out of pollination technology and reducing the cost of goods, but really at the end of the day, increasing the product options. If you take a poor male as an example, there are poor males out there that really don't make the cut to go produce products with natural pollination just because the cost to produce the product with the poor male is too high because the productivity is so low. Doesn't mean it doesn't make a fantastic product. Imagine using a technology like Power Pollen. Now the quality of the male is not nearly as important for the overall productivity that you get. So essentially, you're increasing your product portfolio potential, or your genetic diversity is another way to look at this. I think also the longer reaching ramifications, we started in corn, but imagine this technology in rice and wheat, two crops that aren't simple to produce hybrids from, but also the impact of having hybrids in rice and wheat is immense in terms of the benefits that you can get. So as you can imagine, Power Pollen's also active and working with rice and wheat to make the hybrid production process in those crops just as easy as it is for corn.